Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music comes from the CD The Horse and the Crane by Swedish multi-instrumentalist Olli Muller. We heard Heaven and Earth. The Horse and the Crane is on Northside Records. It's that time of the year once again when houses are decorated with jack-o'-lanterns, corn shocks, and scarecrows, and other accoutrements of the Halloween season. Kids dressed in a wide variety of costumes, both homemade and store-bought, get ready to go from house to house yelling trick-or-treat, collecting candy from their neighbors. This week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, I'll be presenting some of my favorite music of the season. We'll include songs about spirits and ghouls, along with some particularly spooky instrumentals. We'll open this week's program with John Roberts and Tony Burrand from their recording, Dark Ships in the Forest. We'll hear Dreadful Ghost. Music for the Halloween season on this week's edition of the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
It's of a sailor of whom I write. Unto the seas he took great delight. Two maidens fair he did beguile, and those two maidens he had with child. Oh, one of them for public shame unto some handsome grove she came, and there at length for to end all strife she cut it there, the thread of life. She hung herself down from a tree, where two men a-hunting did her see. They got a knife and cut her down, and on her bosom a note was found. And this was writ in letters large: don't bury me, I do you charge, but on the ground there let me lie, that maids may see me as they pass by. Let them take warning by my fate, and quit this folly before it's too late. And while on land she plagued him so, to the seas at length he was forced to go. One morning on the topmast high, a little boat he chanced to spy, a little boat with a large crew of men, and a female ghost who stood up then. Down decks this young man goes, to greet the captain in his morning clothes. He says, "Captain, captain, stand my defense, for I see a spirit a-coming hence." So upon deck this captain goes, and there he spies this dreadful ghost. She says, "Captain, a captain, come tell me true, does such a man sail among your crew?" It was in St. Alyans this young man died, and in St. Talians his body lies. She says, Captain, a captain, don't tell me so, for he's sailing down in your ship below. And if you don't bring him up to me, a mighty storm you soon shall see, which will cause both you and your gallant men to weep, and leave you slumbering in the deep. Down decks this captain goes, and brings this young man up to his foes. And when she fixed her grim eyes on him, it made him tremble in every limb. Oh, don't you remember when I was a maid? You caused my poor trembling heart to bleed. Now I'm a spirit of come for thou. You balked me once, but I've got you now. Down in her boat she forsaid him. Down in her boat he was forced for to go. And as he did, we all did admire, for the boat went down in a flame of fire. And as she sank, she rose again, and aye she sang this mournful strain. You sailors all who are left behind, never prove false to young womankind.
Just don't ride, just don't ride, just don't make it. Bye.
the story of Long Lankin from Steel I Span, from Commoner's Crown. And if you learn anything from that, never believe the false nurse. Long Lankin. It's on BGO Records from Steel I Span. Before that, we heard from Three Hat Trio, Hal Cannon, Greg Eistock, and Eli Rankel. They're from northern Utah on the edge of the Zion National Park. And we heard a song called Mojave from their recording Solitaire. That's on Okie Dokie Records from Three Hat Trio. And we let off that set with a song from John Roberts and Tony Buran from their recording Dark Ships in the Forest, Ballads of the Supernatural. And in a number of songs, a ship refuses to sail because of the presence of a Jonah, an evildoer. He must be sacrificed before the vessel can sail. The dreadful ghost, collected in the Canadian Maritimes. Dark Ships in the Forest is on Folk Legacy Records. We're going to lead off this next Halloween set with Mike Craver from his recording Bosch and Moonshine and a song called The Ghost in the Theater. Here's Mike Craver on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
There's a ghost in the theater. On stormy nights, she lingers, clinging to the curtains, ketchup on her fingers. There's a ghost in the theater. Her name is Ethel Red. She wanders through the dressing rooms, looking for her head. There's a ghost in the theater, with the grizzled locks and gory. But like every would-be actress, she's dreamt of nights of glory. There's misery in her moaning. There's torment in her tread. Some say they're due to a bad review. Some say to gas instead. Be careful how you love her, lest you should get her goat. For if you step up on her lines, she'll likely slit your throat.
We were sitting around with a candle lit. It was late in the night. We couldn't think of much to say, but the flame, it flickered bright. Then we thought we heard a noise, so we looked, but no one's there. But when the chair rocked by itself, it gave us all a scare. Ooh, it could happen to you. People I know have seen them too. My mom and dad both say it's true about the old ghost stories. Did you hear about the headless horseman down on Piney Bottom? When you'd ride through, he'd ride with you, but I heard the coal mine got him. Did you hear about the little demon boy who surely was possessed? His eyes glowed red and funny words he said, and he never found his rest. Ooh, it could happen to you. People I know have seen him too. My mom and dad both say it's true about the old ghost story. My mamma could read coffee grounds, she had that second sight. She could even invite an unseen guest to dinner at midnight. There's a ghost at Heart's High on the second floor who moves the desks and chairs. He roams the halls in coveralls, but you might not see him there. Ooh, it could happen to you. People I know have seen him too. My mom and dad both say it's true about the old ghost stories. I hear thumping in the night. Please can we turn on the light? Stories are so creepy. the boy up in Heartland who stands in the road at night. Did you hear about the man in the Spry Cemetery who the devil asked to fight? Did you hear about the boy who rode the calf to death? Did you hear about the baby in the well? Did you hear about the wedding in the graveyard with the ghost in Aidenville? Ooh, it could happen to you. People I know have seen him too. My mom and dad both say it's true about the old ghost stories. I got a clue, you know a few. So let's tell some more ghost stories.
Deja vu. Glass cafe faces fade into the wash of brick dust, yellow afternoon. Of a ball bounced in an empty street. Sun on hair dancing to breeze-born snatches of a lost music box melody. Thank you.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1843. Remember, you can also get us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from The Horse and the Crane from Ole Muller. That's on Northside Records, and we just heard a song called Ross Holling from Ole Muller. That's on Northside Records. And before that, we heard from Bruce Coburn and one of the scariest album covers I've ever seen. It's The Horse is Running Towards an Oncoming Train. And we heard the song Deja Vu, written in late October 1972. Night Vision is on True North Records from Bruce Coburn. And before that, we heard from Heidi Muller and Bob Webb and Ghost Stories. Seeing Things is the name of the recording, and it's on their own record label. And before that, we heard a short song from Mike Craver and his recording Bosch and Moonshine. We heard The Ghost in the Theater. It's on Sapsucker Records. We're going to lead off this next set, this next Halloween set, with Claudia Schmidt from her recording Midwestern Heart, and a tune written by Michael Smith. This is Vampire on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
love is gone too soon. Come with me and fly the dark of moon, the dark of moon. Life's not life if you choose the vampire, forever young, forever young, forever
back up to Kentucky, where the old oak and poplar grove that slay those murderers on the Cumberland Plateau. Back up to Kentucky, where the oak and poplar grow, back to slay those murderers on the Cumberland Plateau.
Many ghost stories were caused by the carnage of the Civil War, and if you saw the film Cold Mountain, you can remember that the very earliest scenes are the Battle of Petersburg in Virginia, and behind the battle scene was a stirring Sacred Harp song called Idumea. We just heard the Sacred Harp singers at Liberty Church recorded in Alabama from the soundtrack to Cold Mountain. That's on DMZ Records. And before that, Robin and Linda Williams with Murders on the Cumberland Plateau, all about a battle on the Cumberland Plateau in Kentucky. That's from a collection called In the Jailhouse Now on CMH Records from Robin and Linda Williams. And we let off that set with Claudia Schmidt from her recording Midwestern Heart and Michael Smith's Vampire. That's on Flying Fish Records from Claudia Schmidt. We're going to conclude this Halloween program with a little bit of advice from Tony Joe White. Don't hang around graveyards late at night on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
sitting in a graveyard late one night. I didn't know why. Had on no guitar and a bottle of wine, thinking of a moon hanging in the sky. Cut to the grove. Thank you.
Behind us, we're hearing lutenist Lutz Kirchhoff from his recording Lute Music for Witches and Alchemists. And we're hearing the Courant from the Suite in A Minor by Francois Dufaux. It's on Sony Records. And before that, Dirk Powell went to England to work on the movie Ride with the Devil, one of Ang Lee's films. And he took some of the incidental music from it and arranged it for string band. And that's what we heard, Ride with the Devil, from Hand Me Down, from Dirk Powell on Rounder Records. And we let off that last set with a cautionary tale from Tony Joe White in his recording Hoodoo. The song is called The Gift, and he cautions against going into a graveyard late at night. Hope you've enjoyed our Halloween program for this year, and I hope you have a wonderful Halloween season. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1843.
I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a war.